in the divine name of His Imperial Majesty, Emperor Haile Selassie, King of Kings and Lord of Lords, the conquering Lion of the tribe of Judah, elect of Himself, and the light of this world, Jehovah. Greetings to one and all over the world. Rastafari. Jah! Selassie.
So, with it being Black History Month, I thought it would be good to get one of the legends right here for you guys to enjoy a session and also talk about Black history. So here in the first hour of this event, this live event, this is about talking to a great legend who is here and paved the way for many of us youngers and many, many other youngers all over the world and many other sound men and sound women all over the world. This is one of the cornerstones right here tonight. So, you'd like to say something about the Windrush generation. Let's take it back from then.
Well, I am given thanks and recommend those people that came up on the Windrush from all over, including Jamaica. We'd like to thank those midwives who delivered babies in Jamaica, in the villages, in the parishes. Those midwives came to England, to the UK, and played a great part in society because they had those skills. And those things are very important, the Windrush generation. Also, the people that came here and worked, the men that came here and worked. Sometimes they got menial jobs, but they were working hard for their families that were left back home.
And you was one of them.
Yes, we came here in the early 50s, and those things was important when the people came to England in those days. Because in England, at that time, on some buildings, on some gates, you would see some signs saying no blacks, no Irish, and no dogs, no hawkers, and no circulars, you would see on the gates. So it was a very trying time for the people that came here in the Windrush generation. They worked very hard. Some of the men worked on buses and trains and helped the transport system. But they were working very hard because they left people at home that was in need of things. So regardless of what was happening, they were able to go through just because of their family.
And we have to give thanks to all of these people who have contributed, especially the time of Windrush and a lot of all of ethnic cultures who have paved the way and paved many cornerstones for the music culture, sound system culture, the creative culture, the people's lifestyle, everything. We have to give thanks to those people. I wanted to say a special condolences to anybody who has lost anybody through this time. Obviously, we're in the time of COVID-19, a time which has never been dreamt or seen by our eyes or my eyes before. So I want to say special condolences to anybody who has lost anybody during this time. And we just hope that this moment is a moment to just revive yourself and get steady, you know? Get back yourself and enjoy here tonight. This is what we're here tonight. We are celebrating life. We're celebrating the fact that we are here. And we're celebrating the lives of those who have gone before us. So many, many condolences to anybody and people who are sick as well in this time, sitting in hospitals also.
Yes,
and so forth.
Yes. We are also would like to send out condolences to all the people that have lost close people and their loved ones. And we hope that Jah will strengthen them, that they will be able to come over. And able to come over on all the obstacles in their way. And the people around them, their families, is very important. So we want you to be able to look at one another and know that time is passing and we have to be able to support one another. And those are in hospital, even at this time. Those people in hospitals, we would ask the surgeons and the physicians and the doctors to look up and look into each individual that things may be right with them. So we pray for these things in Jah name, Rastafari.
Yeah, we have to start that. So, want to first speak about the importance, especially we're here representing sound system culture, and the importance of sound system and sound system music, as obviously recently we've seen many people selling sounds and selling equipment, unable to manage and generate funds during this time. So, what is the importance of sound system representing here and all over the world? Why is it important?
Well, sound system is the vehicle of the message. And all over the world now, you have sound system and music. And a lot of people love reggae all over the world. So that's a very important. But for us, trying to help in the process of world peace, for us, the music brings people together, no matter what nation, no matter where they come from. Music is very important to them. So the sound systems have played a very big part in the growing up in London and growing up around the world. The little children now come to know about reggae, and a lot of them love roots music. And music that talks about His Imperial Majesty. Things that talk about history. Things that talk about geography. Very important subjects. So people are studying and they're getting their knowledge. Because many people around the world did not know how to speak English. But because of reggae, they learn the words of reggae and they are able to speak English. And that helps them with their vocabulary. Very important, the music, yes.
People, you know, think that they understand sound system, what it is today is what they see today. Big amplifiers, big speakers, you know, all about power and all of that. But if we take it back to the original foundation, before all of that, you know, take it back to the vintage times of sound system and what it kind of meant, and how it's kind of changed, you know, I think people don't really understand that process.
The process of sound system, because in the early days you had some things called shoebeen in the house dances, and that's where a lot of sound systems started, including I and I. We started playing in houses in the early days because there wasn't venues. We were at that level to have venues at that time. So until the days had passed and people were able to be able to deposit on halls or venues, that sound system could have played out. It was very difficult at that time. People had to move things in the houses for sound system boxes and people to gather. But it was a joy, because in those days, people didn't have nothing, but they were very happy with their lives. They didn't have anything, but we had love. And that is what the love that we are spreading around the world to the children, the next generation, that they may know these things. Rastafari.
So why start a sound system for you? Why did you feel at that time it was kind of necessary?
Well, in those days, the black people in London, as I explained, and other places were having a hard time. So from the house blues, you had to have something to bring the message to people, because from in Jamaica, people regarded the music like the newspaper, because might be some people couldn't read and write. So listening to music was the news from those times. So the people that came here in the early days, the music was something that they gather around. Because when the slaves left Africa, they didn't leave with anything, just the music within them. So that is how the transport and the transpiring of these events, you know, it was from Africa. Many professors in the universities have studied about music and the origin of music. And their conclusion is Africa. The professors in the university also study about the origin of man, the oldest man. And the conclusion, Africa. These are the professors and scientists which study these things to know about the origin of mankind.
So sound system is a very important thing. If we take it to a time of which, let's say, there was a time when before we had Black Power movement, we had the whole Black Awareness movement, we had people like Malcolm X, we had people following all of these greats that have gone before us, Marcus Garvey and all of this, and you held fast in promoting that style of music, even when people moved to dancehall and people moved to other genres, but you found solace in roots music. What was that time like?
Well, we found out about these things through studying about music, because the people that knew us from a long time knew that we play music. So as a sound system, we are still musicians. So that is making a difference in sound system, because we actually play music. So we want to get across to the people a lot of these messages which might heal the world, which might make nations better nations, to do good wherever they are. So we spread these messages, and around the world a lot of people have took up these messages, as far as Japan, Australia, New Zealand, Israel, Germany, Italy, Spain. All these countries have built sound systems to be able to promote music that will help and uplift people. So the sound system has come from a far away from the house blues. And then you have the clubs. You have the youth clubs, which started like in the late 60s, the youth club started. We used to play at places like Moonshot Club there in New Cross. You have the Settlement, you have the Co-op Hall, you have the Crip in Deptford. These places were some of the places which people enjoyed themselves.
Well, it's more than enjoyed themselves, because these are a strong foundation in South London for sound system. They're very important. I don't know where, if these venues didn't exist, like you said, where would have people been playing? These venues are very, very important, especially Moonshot. Especially Moonshot.
Yeah, that was a very important part of the starting of things. Moonshot was a youth club. So when we went there to play, and they were getting money from the councils and things like that, we just told them that we would just play freely, just to be able to do this job. we played for many years freely to uplift the people. And because of that, the people have shown wondrous support over the years. The people have showed extreme loyalty to Shaka Sound System, and we thank them all over the world for that. Ja Rastafari.
And also, you have to, it's sometimes hard, but you have to say that a lot you are responsible for, and actually take that, because when you're talking about sound system all over the world and these countries, we all know, like, when you type in sound system or sound system culture, you're at one of the forefront, or if not the forefront, which people actually study and blueprint to actually build their sound system, or they want their sound system to sound a certain way. You are the blueprint for this explosion of sound system culture, which is very important, because it's a lot of people's livelihoods, where people could put food on the table because they saw maybe a Shaka movie, a Shaka album, a Shaka single. They went to a Shaka dance and it changed their life. They met somebody or they had a partner. It's a lot to be responsible for.
Well, those things are very, very important. Because a lot of people live, but in their lifetime, they don't see that other people have taken up things what they have done and projects which they are responsible for. So it's a great thing that in this time we can recognize these people that have taken up this work. Many people have listened to the sound system over the years, and they have been very loyal, and they have been going around and playing roots music. Many sound system are playing roots music because the message music will help the people. Because even the little children, if you are teaching the children and you say 1, 2, 3, they'll learn it. If you say ABC, the children will learn it. So that is the very importance of music as well, to spread the right message, that the children will grow up the way they should grow up.
Big. You spoke about venues. We spoke about venues. I wanted to a little inch on Phoebe's, because it's one of those venues again. Was it the Craze? Or the twins that used to...
There was some story going around that
we have to work Phoebe's. Because I hear many stories. A lot of people tell me that they heard you first at Phoebe's in North London. So what was that like? I've never been to the venue. I wasn't born. So, what was that? Paint the picture. What's Phoebe's? What is Phoebe's?
Well, Phoebe's was a venue where Rastafari people gather. So it was more like a church in Phoebe's. Because the messages what we were able to get on records and able to put over to the people, that was a place where Rasta people gathered. And not just men, ladies, Rasta ladies, some of them now have many children and grandchildren, but they were there with us to help that support. Because in a time, other music was playing around. But we stick close to Ja and roots music that bring us to this stage of sound system. And it's because of the support of people give us that opportunity to be able to carry on with this work. We try to promote education globally to encourage medical research, to build teams of humanitarians globally. This is what some of the things what the music is for. Nation builders. because years to come, some of the people we are speaking to at this time, they will be leaders. And they might be the owner of venues or some festival or being in a government position to be able to say to the other people on their cabinet, music is very important for the people. It's a therapy. If someone was in hospital, in a coma, because these things have happened, someone was to bring a tape and put on their earplugs, their earphones, and they listen to the music, a lot of the times they recover. Just listening to music. And then you have the deaf and dumb people around the world, which they can still move from the vibration. So these things are very important, what sound systems, the responsibility to the nations of people is very great. So we hope that all the sound systems will lift up the people around them. And then you can go out and go around to other places and spread the word, because great is the company of them that publish the word. So if you are publishing the world will hear the word of God, Rastafari.
Well, everybody around the world is hearing that right now. We have people tuned in from all different countries, from north, east, south, and west. So they are definitely hearing these messages. What does Jashaka and the entity and the meaning of Jashaka mean to you and the works that you do? Because it's obviously very fitting. It's very fitting to what you speak about and what you deliver and the works that you do. What does it mean to you?
Well, the name Shaka is a builder of a nation. So when you are a nation builder, you have certain responsibilities, which responsibilities is very important that you know where you are. And the name itself is very important, because of what it stands for. It's tribes of people under one banner in unity. And those things can move mountains. So the more we are together, the happier we will be. It's very important in any country. I'm sure that people are listening all over the world. And you would want your child to be calm. You would want them to be charitable. You would want your children to be honest. Any nation of people would like that. And they will tell their children to work hard. Because when we came here in the 50s, Mommy would say, "Son, we are in another country now. You have to work double hard as these people that you see here. You will have to work double hard." So from Mommy said that at the time of school, we worked very hard, because His Majesty said, "You must try to be self-sufficient." Yes, self-sufficiency. When you can work for yourselves, you can work for your family. Jah has blessed me in such a way, because after heal up my 19 grandchildren and my 6 great-grandchildren, yeah, so that space of time in those times, very important, and my personal 6 children, yeah, so these things, the children grow up with these things in them. So the best way you can bring up your children is to be an example. That's the best way to bring up your children, is to be an example. If you couldn't speak, they could only watch and learn what you are doing. So these things are very important. Heights of great man reached and kept were not attained by sudden flight, because they, while their companions slept, were toiling upwards through the night. Very important. Keep on working. Rastafari.
So from the sound system, it went to production. You saw work or space to produce music. Why the production? Because a lot of people just play their sound. So
we were fortunate enough in that era to have friendship with some great singers and musicians from Jamaica. I myself come from Clarendon in Jamaica. And a lot of other people come from Clarendon in Jamaica, including Freddie McGregor, Coco T, Derek Morgan, Millie Small, only a few of them. Toots, very important Maypen man. There's a lot of people that come. I'll mention some more names and let you know them. Barrington Levy, yeah. These people are people that come from my parish of Clarendon, yeah, in Jamaica. Very important. So because we get to know these people, and a lot of producers coming to England, they needed their product to be promoted. Because at that time, there wasn't really radio stations promoting reggae. So the sound system was the vehicle that was promoting reggae. So when the producers came to London, yes, like Bonnie Lee, Niney, Lee Perry, these kind of producers came to London. We saw them and we looked at their tapes and tried to get the music that was relevant to us. Because people might ask, why you play this music? Because it is relevant to I and I, because of that. And the command that we get to do this job, it's very relevant, it seems, to the people around the world also, because they have showed great respect all over the world. So we give thanks for them.
So you spoke about the producers who came in the early days to promote their music, and then, but how did you yourself get into the studio and working with these artists? Like, did you know them before? How did it go?
Yes, we know a lot of them before, like Gregory Isaac, when they were coming here. When Dennis Brown first came to England, he was amongst us. Gregory Isaac was amongst us. Sugar Minot and these people were amongst us in those days. Johnny Clark, yeah. So, yeah, Augustus Pablo, yeah. Pablo. We had a great friendship with all these people. Freddie McGregor, a great friendship over the world. So, that is how now, when we are going to Jamaica to record, the first place we used was Gussie Clark's studio, Anchor. Studio was the first studio that we used. And between that time, Lego, but there at Orange Street, Brethren. I'd like to send a special hail to Lego there in Jamaica. Big up, yeah. That man is some people that work in the background. Work in the background and do a lot of things for a lot of musicians and a lot of singers in Jamaica. Lego has been there a long time. He knows a lot of stories. Yeah, we share a lot of stories from time to time. Heal up, Lego. Virgin.
So the first, you said the first studio you used was, you said at Anchor. What was the first recording?
Well, we record Captain of My Ship, you know, in that studio with Max Romeo, Firehouse Crew, which is playing in the background. Some of the tracks, it's Firehouse. Yeah, so we use that band down there, and then we get together with Flabber Holt, very skillful bassman for the Radix. Yes, I forgot Style Scott also come from Clarinda, specifically Chapelton, hometown. Yeah.
So the first recording in Jamaica, but that wasn't the first recording here in the UK. Got the UK started way before then.
Yes, we recorded here, and one of the times we was working amongst Mad Professor, and we work with some other bands, several bands we put together, like King Original have a sound system there, a Rasta Sound in Forest Gate. Yeah, play good drummer at that time. So we get together. So when we were early recording, brethren and brethren get around and we just jah vibes. Yeah, so even Brother Joseph is not here with us now.
Big Joe?
Yeah, Big Joe, Brother Joseph. Took care of the Naya Bingi Tabernacle there in Ethiopia. A very good friend of mine and a friend of the family. Always together with I and I right through. So those people have been very helpful. God bless the soul, you know. God bless the souls that have gone on before us. Very important,
Scarlet.
Man, Brother Joseph. Yes, Scarlet, another man what helped. Another man what helped us in the early days, you know. He's not here with us now. But he used to publish a magazine called the Wadada Magazine there in Halsden. Yeah, so we give thanks for those information. Yeah, so some people that wasn't making records, they were making magazines and putting information and spreading the word and passing on images and pictures of His Imperial Majesty and putting words from the selected speeches of His Imperial Majesty Emperor Haile Selassie. So those people are very important, the part that they play. And those two people that we mentioned, they happen to know my mother and father. And they have sat down with them there in Jamaica. And it's a very good relationship. We regard these people as family. Jano.
So in Jamaica with the production Lego, so Johnny Clark's on the label, Stranger Cole. Filling the gaps.
Harris and the Twinkle.
Twinkle.
Yeah, Vivian Jones, Sister Naya, Roger Robin. A series of people. But
Disciples.
Yeah,
we
very
have to touch
important.
Disciples.
Yeah, well, Disciples.
Dread and Fred.
Dread and Fred, yeah. Well, Disciples, how they got that name. When me and the same Brother Joseph, we had a shop there in New Cross. And they came there one day with some tapes. And we wondered who they were, you know. So they said they were listening to sound from Phoebe's, Norwich, and all these places. So I said, wow, you must be the Disciples. Because they have been following the sound and knew so much. Because they were like journalists also. They themselves had a magazine called Boom Shakalaka. Yeah, and people got lots of information from that magazine about reggae in London and what it was all about. So these people have played a very important part also. Give thanks for them. Heal up Disciples. Yes. Bless.
Yeah, you got a lot. There's a lot on the in the catalogue. There's a lot in the archives. There's a lot still to come. We have to also pick up Mafia and Fluxy. in the UK when you're talking about production. Brethren, you have to.
Special brethren.
You have to, yeah.
Special brethren. When we work together, man, it's a joy. It's a great joy when we work together, you know. So I'd like to heal them up specially. You know, very, very close people. Always have I and I in mind, and I and I have them in mind. So it is good when love can pass from one to another. It's very important. Rastafari.
In Jamaica with the production, UK with the production, we have to talk about Ghana. Cause so if we're talking about, that's why I say, what does the name Jashaka mean to you? Because there's many branches of the name. There's not just a sound system. It's not just production. What's happening in Ghana, and what did happen, and where did it start?
Well, we went to Africa from in the 80s, you know, about 84 we went to Africa, and we saw the needs of the people there, and a lot of people, we looked at them, because we saw people without arms and without legs, but they still smiled and said good morning. So when you saw that, your heart was touched by these people in such a position, yet they still was in. So we always think that let's try to do something and help the people. So at first we started off with medical things. At Abraka Clinic, we started to bring some wheelchairs and logistic supplies.
Was that on
for
the first
hospital.
The second trip.
Yeah, we started to bring some logistic supplies for the hospital, for their hygiene. The nurses were very glad. And we went to other hospitals also to donate things from Shaka Foundation. Yeah, and a lot of schools, the Morning Star School there in Accra. Yes. And we use a studio there in Ghana at Zungo Junction. The man that that studio was Sammy. Like to yell up Sammy if you're on the line. Yeah, Zungo Junction, Ghana. We lay some tracks there. I and I and Norman Grant went there around 94 and did a tour in Ghana. So we was able to use the studio in between sessions. We was able to use the studio. We played at the Art Center there in Ghana. Yeah, we played at Labadi Beach. A very big crowd. Yeah, very big crowd. And they were really into the music that came from Jamaica. Yeah, they're serious.
But the thing is, you've got to now look, everybody speaks about Gambia now and the big explosion, the reggae explosion in Gambia, but you was in Ghana starting and laying the foundation as a UK sound man from that time, and that's in the early 90s.
Yeah, because we try to promote education globally. So other people will know, even if that we don't happen to have to see them. If they hear about what we're doing, they can start something where they are. With a few friends or relatives, they can start to look in things, because education is the key. It's said by His Imperial Majesty. Education is the key. So if people educate themselves, and the music is part of that education. That's why we play music also. Some people say it's like gospel, because there's many chapters from the Bible being mentioned during songs. Yes, mentioning about things of the Bible, mentioning Moses. Yeah, and these people from that time, mentioning Christ. Yeah. Mentioning Joshua. Yeah. Blood of the music of these names in it. So when people hear the names, they go and look it up in the Bible and find out about these people, who they are. because the people that are around today are very special people. Yeah, we are very fortunate. The people that are here now, it's very fortunate. So we must use this time to get things together. Anywhere we are in the world, that we can be like one people. Yeah, because we need this thing to be global, that people understand, because of the universal message. Everyone knows about Bob Marley all over the world, which bring messages from the early times. Yeah, Bob Marley played on Zimbabwe Independence. Yeah, very big show. And when Bob Marley played there, it was the gorillas that came and asked him to play, the people that were in the bush. Yeah, they needed that, because they said, oh, when we listen to your music and do tampi, we become invisible to the enemies. That's what they said to Bob Marley, so he had to come to Zimbabwe Independence to play. Very big show, a lot of things happened. There was not far from the venue, there was a captive place, a prison, and when they heard the music, the prisoners broke out, but they didn't run away, they ran to the show. So a lot of police had to come and stop the show, and a lot of CS gas was sprayed, and they tried to round up the prisoners. But notice, they didn't run home. They ran towards where the music was. So it was like the Pied Piper. Yeah.
But yes. I don't want you to pass the Ghana project so quick, because a lot of people don't know there's a football team. You have to do.
Yeah,
because people don't know the fullness of what is being. It wasn't just one and two barrel.
No. We have a football team from in the 90s.
And there's a building.
And three. three different ages of team: the small lads, and you have the middle age, and you have the bigger people. So there were three football teams that were started.
Still there
in Abri. Yes, special place, Abri. They said His Majesty stay up there at the State House. That's where leaders used to stay in the old days, in that time. So that land is up there. And Rito Marley is very near. Rito Marley's place is very near that thing. So what needs to happen now? Those occasions where we can help, and I would have to speak about the ladies that have been very helpful in the goings and comings to bring things to Ethiopia, to Ghana, to Kenya. A lot of ladies has been very busy helping Jah Works. We'd like to bring them up. Yeah, Sister Zadita up there in Birmingham, Sick Nourish Project, very important lady. Remember that name, Zadita, Sick Nourish Project. I think you can contact her. So we spread the message that the work, other people will know about the work, and other people in other areas can do something. So that was our job, to do that, to spread these messages, because there was a promise to Abraham that his children shall be more than sand on the seashore. So when we go around and see these festivals and these occasions and these celebrations, we give thanks to see people of all nations.
Yeah, I was going to talk about that. When it comes to traveling, you've traveled the width and breadth maybe of the world, and you've seen so many different nations dance to your music and reggae music, and especially here in the dances, you've seen cultures come in. First it was majority black, and then you saw white people come in and Caucasian people come in. Then you saw the Indian people come in. There was an amazing event that you told me one time playing in Southall, if you remember. If you remember it? Something happened in Southall and some people helped you with the van.
Well, Southall people and the Indian massive up there has always been helpful and respectful to I and I. And I believe some of them build a sound system up there.
Many.
Yeah. Some of the early ones did build sound. But they have always been helpful, you know. Always been helpful, the Southall people there. Yeah, there's some tribes. Yeah, some tribes of people which love reggae. A lot of them are in the music business, doing things, you know, and looking after their people, what is around them. So it's very important, these people that have done these works, because in this thing you have to have branches.
Many.
Yeah, so when you have the branches, and these knowledge will be passed down to the next generation, and they can tell their children. Because these knowledge is coming from my great-great-great-great-great-grandmother and my great-great-great-grandfather. So sometimes knowledge is not written in books. It's passed from mouth to ears. And it's for the heart to analyze, to be able to come to a conclusion. We hope it's the right one.
So the stuff has played a part in, obviously, the Ghana projects, work in Jamaica, work here in the UK, also Moonshot, also historic events like the Notting Hill riots, the New Cross Fire. What was that? Was a rough time in the 70s.
Yeah, the New Cross Fire was very serious, because we was playing at Phoebe's that night, and when we came round the corner, we saw about 8 or 10 fire engines, and we wondered what had happened. And then we heard that 13 people got killed there in New Cross. So it affected us, you know. So when Miss, what used to run Moonshot, said the families are going to need help, yeah, we played to help to raise funds for the families that had lost people in that fire. And again, we was able to go to the hospitals to see some of them in the hospital, those that survived. Yes, and I have seen one of them able to come to a dance there, what we had visited. And it was a very sad occasion that so many lives have been lost in that fire. But even now, when we speak about it, there's a feeling about the people that lost their lives. So we just want to say that, to strengthen the families of those people from the New Cross Fire.
So many different and sad events where the sound system has not just been a sound system, it's been a kind of a community tool to raise funds and spread awareness and to basically strengthen families, strengthen individuals, and strengthen communities. And I don't really think that there's a tape measure long enough to kind of measure that. Sometimes when we're in the bubble, we don't usually see the outside of the work that we are doing. But a lot of what you're saying, a lot of the people who are tuned in didn't even know. So this is why I'm saying sometimes it's good that we kind of really go into what we've really been doing, because a lot has been happening.
Yeah, we have been helping some projects there in Ethiopia, which again, some ladies, big up Sister Binta, Yeah, some people that help us along the way where Brother Joseph was there in Ethiopia. And then you have Kenya, which remember they bombed the embassy some years ago. So when we went to Kenya for the show, we were able to bring some supplies to help them.
While performing on the plane, you brought supplies to Kenya?
Yeah, we had to do it on behalf of the foundation. Yeah, on behalf of the foundation, because sometimes you have to go beyond the call of duty to let people see your involvement or know what you're about. Yeah, so those people, when they received those things from us, they were very glad. A lot of people were on that show. Lucky Dube, Maxi Priest, Mafia and Floxy,
Earl 16,
Johnny Clark.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
Big show. Big show.
So we give thanks.
We went to Jamaica not so long ago. We were speaking about it earlier, where you were presenting with the Jaria Award for contribution to music with sound system. What was that like? What did that feel like? I was there, so I know what it felt like for me. But to be honored in Jamaica.
Give thanks. That we told the people, you know, it's very important that those people had recognized. Because sometimes Muto Baruka is on the radio and somebody asks about some record or the other, and he said, if you want to hear those kind of tunes, you have to go to London and listen to Ashaka. So the people in Jamaica is aware. Big up Ken Booth. Hope everything is all right. Yeah, people that support this thing, they've endlessly, tirelessly working day in, day out just to let it happen. Yes.
And with that, we have to talk about Dub Club. It was the same. Yeah, to play in Jamaica alongside somebody who was very, very inspired by your work, by your sound system. That night was a very special night. You played there twice.
Yeah, once big I was up there, Gabriel,
when I wasn't there, but yeah.
Who gave us the opportunity to play there. And we got a great welcome there in Jamaica. And he showed us great hospitality and looked after us very well. And we hope that we will link up soon, Gabriel, Dub Club Jamaica. Yes.
Yeah, it was definitely a great one. Well, talking about sound system culture here. Again, we want to pick up everybody who's tuned in here tonight from all over the world, no matter what corner you are from. We're here with the legend Ja Shaka right here, live and direct. This is not no preview. This is not no pre-recorded thing. This is the man here. We're having some nice close words with him. So anybody who has tuned in, okay? This is where closing Black History Month this way with the sound system, like you can see. And you've got music coming up and coming up and coming up. Let's talk some more.
Yeah, we're talking about qualities now, because we have to leave some messages for the people. Yeah, qualities. Some good qualities we're going to speak about. Courage to accept the responsibility of helping your people. Very important. Quality. Positive attitude. Individual responsibility. Using initiative, seeking knowledge, helping to shape the future, communication, cultural awareness, anticipation, motivation, using discretion, implementation, participation, self-determination, ambition, collective works and responsibilities, perseverance, independence, positive influence. Teach the youth that they will teach their children, and those children will teach the next generation. We give thanks to the children all over the world. We hope that the sick will be nourished, the hungry fed, AIDS protected, and the infants cared for. Rastafari. Ja!
Rastafari. Well, it's been a great, 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 great moment in time. Again, we're here celebrating Black History Month, the last day that they gave us. But we're here, we're here. We're here, we're doing it with the man, Jashaka, right here. There's something I want to read.
Yeah, read.
Yeah, there's something I want to read. Let me read here. It's a little alphabet, a little poem. I'm not going to say who it's by or who it's from. But it's definitely when I asked earlier, what does Jashaka sound system mean to you? But this is what Jashaka sound system and what Jashaka means to somebody. Okay. A is for adversity. By the fire you were tested. B is for busy. You never took a break and you never rested. C is for continuity. Though the going was so hard. D is for your dedication, both at home and abroad. E is for the energy that helped you get the work done. F is for your cry for freedom for each and everyone. G is for Ghana, where your foundation was laid. H is for the history your legacy has made. I is for your integrity to stand firm through it all. J is for Jah, because on his name you were called. K is for the king of sound system, renowned across the world, at home and abroad. L is for love, for your fellow man, woman, boy and girl. M is for the message, you knew it needed to be heard. N is for never giving up, no matter what occurred. O, for over many skies and many rivers you have crossed. P is for the persistence, regardless of the cost. Q is for quality and quantity in your works that you have performed. R is for royalty that never conformed. S is for Simeon with ears as sharp as a knife. T, a simple tennis ball to check for the signs of life. U is for you kept going, undeterred. Seems like you never had a choice. V is for the voice of the word sound. Many heard in your voice. W is for the many works with great visibility. X is for those extra works that only Jaja sees. Y is for the youths. We know they are your concern. Z is for Zulu warrior. From you so much we have learned. This is the great man, Jashaka, here tonight with you guys. The 31st of October 2020. The very first live session to the world. We want to say thank you to the man, Jaja. And he's going to give you at least 5 hours of music straight from the sound system. So prepare yourselves. Oh, he's going to say something. Let him say, yeah. Let you close. Go on.
Give thanks, people. I'm just going to read out some kind of parables and some writings by great people.
Go on.
According to the commonest principles of human action, no man will do as much for you as you will do for yourself. Those words come from the great Marcus Garvey. Faith can give us courage to face the uncertainty. certainties of the future. That comes from Martin Luther King. The song as we want it to, from His Imperial Majesty. He who is not courageous enough to take risks will accomplish nothing in life, said by Muhammad Ali. Blessed are those that can provide for themselves, Zulu proverb. Sharp axe better than big muscle, African proverb. Hateful thinking breeds negative action, Marcus Garvey. Wisdom gives us the permission to be creative, said by Joshaka. With dedication and hard work, you can achieve anything, said by Joshaka. What you may need is different from what you want, said by Joshaka. Explore your abilities and talents, said by Joshaka. Education is the key, said by His Imperial Majesty, Emperor Haile Selassie. A granny once said to her grandson, son, if moved, you wouldn't be able to climb it. Take in that saying. A granny said to her grandson one day, if the mountain was smooth, you wouldn't be able to climb it. Give thanks for these few words and this time that we have spent together. And may Jah bless and keep each and every one. Let Jah name be praised. Rastafari. Give thanks all over the world, them in Africa, Japan, another area. Those people is like extended family.
Fumi.
Yeah, like to yell up Fumi and Kamba, the promoters.
Cats.
Yes, you have these people. This portrait, this backdrop, was done by a Japanese man, and he's able to do this backdrop while the dance is going on. That's how great and talented you have some people. So we have a lot of talent amongst us, so we've got to use it to make the world a better place. We have a duty to try to make the world a better place. And may Jah bless and strengthen your hearts and keep you under the shadow of His wings. Jah Rastafari. Give thanks. Yes, and give thanks, son. Yeah, very important. God, Malachi doing a lot of work as a young warrior, keeping it up. And we'd like to heal up culture promotion also, yeah? That works, that carry out over the period of time. We give thanks. Rastafari blessing to each and every one. Jah!
Rastafari. Thank you very much, people. Get ready. We're going to take a break. And we're going to switch over to the music. One love. Yeah.